Lesson 98, The Transfiguration of Jesus. Message: God wants us to listen to His Son, Jesus Christ. Learning objectives: the children will learn. God proclaims Jesus as His Son. The Old Testament represented by Moses, the law, and Elijah, the prophet, is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The Transfiguration gave the disciples a glimpse of what to expect when Christ would arise from the dead. Bible text: Luke chapter 9, verse 28 to 36. One day, Jesus went up a mountain to pray. He took Peter, John, and James with him. While Jesus was praying, his face changed. It was radiant like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly, two men appeared and talked to Jesus. These two men were Moses and Elijah. They talked to Jesus about everything that was going to happen in Jerusalem. By this time, the disciples were sound asleep. When they awoke, they saw the two men standing with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Let us stay here. We can build three shelters. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." As Peter was speaking, a cloud passed over them and came to rest above the men. The disciples were afraid. A voice spoke from the cloud, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." When the disciples looked around, they saw that Jesus was alone. Moses and Elijah were no longer there. They went down the mountain and at first told no one what they had seen. Suggestions for the teacher. Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what she or he may feel. Lesson instructions. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. Why does Jesus took Peter, James, and John up to the mountain with him? Possible answer: they are confused about his future and he wants to strengthen them. What do the disciples see there? Possible answer: his face becomes radiant like the sun. His clothes became white. Moses and Elijah appeared. Who are Moses and Elijah? Possible answer: the representatives from the beyond. Why does Peter want to make three shelters? Possible answer: he does not want Jesus, Moses, and Elijah to leave. Have the children repeat. God proclaims Jesus as his Son. The Old Testament, represented by Moses and Elijah, is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The Transfiguration gave the disciples a glimpse of what to expect when Christ arises. Real life application. explain the following. What did God say? This is my beloved son. Hear him. God still wants us to hear Jesus. How does he speak to us today? Possible answer. He speaks to us through the ministers in God's house. Repeat the message. God wants us to listen to his son, Jesus Christ.